Happy Sentinels Tuesday, everybody. I'm not particularly happy because I'm recording this a day ahead of schedule, and it's really hot and my poor laptop is not having a good time, but hopefully things are going well by you. Today, we'll be taking a look at the Mobile Assault Platform, an original environment by Adelphage that looks to take the super easy mobile defense platform and make it, you know, a little more challenging. Adding to the not having a good time milieu is the Chairman Kingpin, another Adelphage creation that aims to take the super tough and not fun chairman fight and make it a little more reasonable, but still tough. Our party for today is Odysseus, La Commodora Curse of the Black Spot, Moss, Lady of the Wood, and a modified Absolute Zero. So let's take a look at the Chairman. Starts the game, Kingpin side up, put the operative into play, Ruthless Bodyguard side up. Put one of each thug in the trash, finally put all underbosses under the Chairman. Cards in the Chairman are not considered in play. The max HP of all underbosses is modified, -3 if H equals 3, nothing if H equals 4, +2 if H equals 5. The Chairman is not a target, but may still deal damage. When the villain trash is shuffled into the villain deck, you take one of each thug from the villain deck, put it in the trash, and then put any underbosses in the deck under the Chairman. We'll just do that before the shuffle happens. End of the villain turn, you play a random underboss from under the Chairman, then if there are any underbosses in the villain trash, you put them back under the Chairman. So we're going to be getting one underboss at a time. They can stack up if we're not able to keep up with them, but we won't be able to just get rid of them all. Also, that more or less completely destroys the purpose of Jailbreak, which is nice. The operative says her HP is 25. Reduce damage dealt to her by 1 for each underboss in play. When she's reduced to 0 HP, she flips. At the end of the villain turn, she hits the 2 highest for 3 melee damage each, so there's no retaliation damage in this game. That's pretty nice, honestly. So, let's get started. Rook City is mine. Alright, let's start with 2 card plays. Map Turbo Lift. Oh, MAP. When this card enters play, put all other environment cards on the bottom of the environment deck. Then reveal cards in the environment deck until you reveal a level and 2 minions. Play them, shuffle the rest, and this card in the environment deck. Get a Shield Generator, Battalion Veterans, and a Battalion Brute. Shuffle the rest and this card into the environment deck. At card enters play, destroy all the level cards, reduce damage dealt to this card by 2. Whenever damage would be dealt to an environment target, redirect that damage to this card. Oh, that's a problem. The Veterans say at the end of the environment turn, this card deals the highest HP hero target X melee damage, where X is the current HP of this card, reduce damage dealt to this card by 1. So this is actually like a complete reskin of the mobile defense platform. The Battalion Brute deals the highest HP hero target 2 melee and 1 lightning damage, so he's a little bit worse than the original one. That was one card play. Now we play the top card of the environment deck, Battalion Ambush. Okay, first we destroy the Shield Generator, that's nice. When this card is played, destroy all the level cards. At the end of the environment turn, discard the top X cards of the environment deck. If any minions are discarded, play them instead. X is 3 minus the number of environment targets in play. Okay, so it just gets more minions out. End of turn, he plays a random underboss. It's the contract. Shit. The operative is going to hit Absolute Zero and La Commodora. Contract hits the highest for 3. That's Odysseus. And then we get Hired Gun. We have a lot of issues right now. Everybody take 3. The only good news is that we can kill these guys without taking extra damage. Helm of Kings. This card is play, draw a card. He may use an additional power during power phase. So, for his first power, we'll use Prince's Prerogative. Increase damage dealt by hero targets by 1 until the end of the turn. You may play a card. I'll play a Simple Spear. And for my second power, I will use its power. Odysseus deals up to 2 targets, 1, 2 melee damage each. We'll hit both of these guys. And draw a card. Okay, La Commodora is going to take time. We will destroy a target with 1 HP. She draws 2 cards. And then hit that guy for 2. I think discarding from the Chairman's deck is a good idea. There goes a Thief. That's fine. Draw a card. Okay, Lady of the Wood plays Enchanted Clearing for some damage reduction. She uses her power to get 2 tokens in her pool and draws a card. Absolute Zero has, believe it or not, only 2 changed cards. That is Coolant Blast and Sub-Zero Atmosphere. I'm gonna play Coolant Blast. Actually, I have a thingy. Let me go ahead and do the onboard module installation first. Definitely want a null point calibration unit, and then I'll play Coolant Blast. So the new Coolant Blast says destroy an environment card. Absolute Zero deals a non-hero target X cold damage, where X is the amount of fire damage that has been dealt to Absolute Zero since the end of your last turn. So he's not going to be dealing any damage, but we can take out one of these cards, and the question is, do we drop the one that's going to do more damage, or the one that's going to bring out more damage dealers? No, I'm going to drop the Veterans, because they're doing 5 damage, and there's always a chance that we'll get another level to destroy the ambush. Okay, draw a card. We're off to a really bad start. All right. Mobile Assault Platform. Battalion Mechanic. Increase all damage done by minions by 1. Oof. Then he's actually going to hit us. Wow. Alright, so the Battalion Brute's hitting the highest for 5. And that's Absolute Zero. Now we reveal 1 card. It's not a minion, so it gets discarded. Oh, it was actually the Turbo Lift. And then the battalion mechanic hits the highest HP hero target for 2. I guess Odysseus will take that. Oh, right. All that is increased by 1. So Absolute Zero actually took 7. Ugh. Okay. Nothing actually happens. Crooked Cop. Oh, that's great. End of turn. He plays an underboss. It's the fence. That's not great. Operative is hitting La Commodora and Odysseus. The contract hits La Commodora, puts that hired gun back into play. Fence puts a thief into play, and we take a lot of damage. I don't think this game's gonna last very long. Yeah, I'm gonna take 3 damage, and we're gonna destroy Coolant Blast. Alright, I'm gonna play Instant Celebrity. Move an environment card and play to the bottom of the environment deck. How about that stupid battalion ambush? I could draw a card. Power number 1, I'm going to increase his damage, play another Simple Spear because it is not limited. Power number 2, I will use the Simple Spear to do 4 projectile damage to a target, killing the contract. Destroy that card. Draw a card. Okay, jeez. Combat timing. She's gonna take out the thief. Actually, no, because he's probably gonna stick around. She's gonna hit the hired gun for 1, discard the top card of the chairman's deck. Undivided attention, that's a good one to avoid. Alright, I'm gonna play Summer, add 2 more tokens to her pool. Really hope she can start doing something next round. God, all he can really do is play the null calibration unit and draw, and heal and draw. Ugh. Well, at least we're not taking extra damage. Oh, hey, the turbo lift. Oh, the upside of the turbo lift is it puts these guys on the bottom of the deck. So we get the Sky Deck, Battalion Gunner, and a Battalion Brute again. Alright, Sky Deck says, when the highest HP hero target and the highest HP villain target deal each other damage, increase that damage by 1. Oh, that's cool. She gets bonus damage against the operative. Oh, and she gets bonus damage against Lady of the Wood at the moment. Battalion Gunner deals each hero target 1 energy damage. Okay, so everybody take 1, and then the highest takes 2 and 1. That's Lady of the Wood, and she only takes 1. Cool. Alright, let's play a card. Undivided Attention. Deals here with the highest HP 4 melee damage. That's Lady of the Wood, so she takes actually 4. Chairman hits the highest for 3. That's Absolute Zero. This game is not going to last very long. End of turn. Play an underboss. It's the Broker. Step in time. I'm actually regretting getting rid of that spear because I could have started really taking stuff out with it. Okay, the operative is going to hit La Commodora, we'll say is the highest. We prevent that damage. She deals a target 2 projectile damage, taking out the hired gun. At least that worked. And then she hits him for 3 because he's not the highest. Go figure. Alright, he does nothing. Is there another thief? I think there is. That's not good. Yeah, there's a second thief. That's bad. We have to destroy 2 of our cards. I guess I can drop the Helm of Kings, and he can get back the module. Alright, and then we get Informant. That's not gonna be good. Oh, this is a perfect storm of ass. I'm gonna play a Trusty Shield. Whenever he would be dealt exactly 1 damage, prevent that damage. Play the top card of the Chairman's deck. Prison Break. Hey, there are no underbosses in the trash, I believe. Oh, actually, yeah, the contract should have gotten hosed out of there. So we put him over here and shuffle that. Okay, that was good. Power number 1. Yeah, I'm going to use Prince's Prerogative, and I'm not going to play a card, and then I'm just going to use the Spear to take out the Informant and 1 of the Thieves. Draw a card. Oh boy, Cannon Portal. She will take out the other thief, discard the top card of the Chairman's deck, it's another Informant. I guess the downside to that is I can then have 2 of the same kind of thug and they can come out at the same time. Cannon Portal the Crooked Cop for 3. Okay, Crown of the 4 wins. Lady of the Wood deals a target 1 toxic damage, a second target 1 fire damage, a third target 1 lightning damage, and a fourth target 1 cold damage. So I'm going to spend 3 tokens, make all of those fire so they're all 3 damage, take out the Crooked Cop, 3 to that guy, 3 to her, and I could hit the operative for 1. I'm going to hit the Brute for 3 instead. Draw a card. Alright, modular realignment. Put that back into play. He takes a point and he deals a point and he heals a point and draws a card. Damn it. This is so stupid. Okay, Battalion Brute. Well, everybody take 1 energy damage. He prevents it. Highest takes 2 and 1. That is Lady who takes 1. Highest takes 2 and 1, which is Absolute Zero. Okay, things are... Okay, no, they're not really turning around. They're pretty bad. Perfect Human Specimens. Good thing I didn't deal any damage. End of turn. Play an underboss. Please don't let it be the contract. It's the Muscle. Alright, so we get a thief. Oh, wait. That was the start of the turn, because she plays a card. That's a hired gun. That's not good. Alright, so he plays the Muscle, so we get thief, we get an informant, and we get enforcers. I do not care about the enforcers. That's real good. Okay, so everybody take 2. Just 2. Destroy 1 of our cards. Ugh, it's going to be the shield. And who's the lowest? Odysseus or Absolute Zero has to discard a card. Yeah, Absolute Zero can do it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to play Instant Celebrity. Play the top card of the deck. More Enforcers. That's fine. Oh yeah, and we're going to put this Battalion Brute on the bottom of the deck. Oh, and I forgot to have her deal damage. Okay, draw a card. Power. Oh shit, he's only got one power. Okay, I'm gonna use Clever Plan to play the top card of the deck. Hey, they heal. Search my trash for the Helm of Kings. One player may use a power now. I'm using Prince's Prerogative, so that power is damage is increased by one. Let's do Crown of the Four Winds. So she's doing 2, 4, 2, and 2. I can make it 4, 4, 2, and 2. That's what Prince's Prerogative is for. Second power, Spear, takes out the Broker. And I'm actually going to take out this Battalion Brute, because that's one less environment card to have to deal with. Draw a card. Okay, yeah, I'll discard to keep that. I'm going to play Temporal Rigging. Let's see if we can get rid of the Muscle. Drop a card in there, draw a card, Cannon Portal the Muscle for three, and somebody can use a power. How about Lady of the Wood? So let's see, technically her second hit is three, so one damage, one damage, three damage. And how about one to the operative? Oh yeah, she's the highest HP hero target. Make that two to the operative. Hooray. That's it for that. Okay, Spring. So now when she deals toxic damage, she heals that much HP. So one damage, four damage, one damage, one damage. She heals one, she draws a card. All right, we're going to play Sub-Zero Atmosphere, said nobody ever. When a non-hero target enters play, reduce damage dealt by that target by one until the start of the environment turn. This is so nice. The end of your turn, Absolute Zero deals himself one cold damage. Also nice. So he heals one, he draws a card, and he heals one more. So this is like Exploit Vulnerability from Parse's deck, except defensive. Battalion Gunner, he gets minus one, so everybody take one. We're almost all dead, but everybody take one. Okay, underbosses get shuffled into this pack. So now we're down from three underbosses to one, which is an improvement. Rook City is mine. Oh shit. Battalion Mechanic reduces damage by one. Battalion Ambush, that destroys the sky deck. Thank goodness. All right, end of turn, random underboss. Contract. Damn it. That's gonna kill the Commodora. She gets the two highest for three each. Four each. Oh, jeez. Okay, Absolute Zero, unfortunately, is the lowest. So he's gonna discard two cards. Yeah, and then the contract hits Odysseus for three. He pulls out a hired gun, and everybody but Lady of the Wood dies. Oh. All right, Lady of the Wood has one round to turn things around. What do we got? Increase the next damage dealt by one. One player may play a card. Move an environment card from play to the bottom of the environment deck. I'm tempted to do that. You know what? Sub-Zero Atmosphere actually should have saved La Commodora. Too late. I'm gonna give her one extra HP since I remembered. What she needs is to use a power. I'm gonna have her play Meadow Rush. I just got Fall. Let's get Winter. Alright, Frost on the Petals. Deal three toxic damage to the contract. She heals three. Okay, player may draw a card. Destroy a target with one HP. Shuffle a trash into its deck. I guess she's gonna draw a card. Fall's not a bad idea. Crown of the Four Winds. Let's see. One damage, three damage, one damage. One damage. Heals one from all of that and draws a card. Putting the minus one damage on operative, if that was not clear. Use a power, increase the next damage dealt by that hero by two, destroy a target with one HP. How about we do Crown of the Four Winds? So, one damage, three damage to the contract, one damage to the operative to reduce her damage by one more, and one damage to one of these guys. She heals one. Okay, I might be able to stick this out for a bit. Let's see what happens. Turbo Lift. Okay. A level and two minions. Propulsion systems, Battalion Mechanic, Battalion Brute. I guess that could be worse. Could certainly be better. So now the propulsion system is the first time this card is dealt damage each turn, it deals each other target 2 fire damage. I like this. I may have to use this. Okay, the mechanic hits her for 1, the brute hits her for 3. Chairman, Prison Break, get wrecked. Underboss. Contract again, shit. Okay, operative hits her for 3, reduced to 1, increased to 2, reduced to 1. She may not make it. She has to discard two cards. He hits her for... Oh, yeah, he just hits her and kills her. Damn it. Okay, that's it for that one. Let's take a look at the rest of the deck. I think we saw the whole thing. Oh, we didn't see the bridge. At the end of the environment turn, discard the top card of the environment deck. If it's a minion, play it instead. Start of the environment turn, if there are any environment targets in play, play the top card of the villain deck. Ooh, wow. That's really rough. So yeah, this is a much more difficult version of the mobile defense platform. We didn't get to see what happens when the chairman and the operative flips. Let's see. Operative, she would flip first. When flipped, flip the chairman. Oh, okay. One hero becomes poisoned. If the operative was reduced to 0 HP by a hero, she poisons them. Otherwise, she poisons the highest HP hero target. Gameplay, end of the villain turn, the poisoned hero deals himself H-2 irreducible toxic damage. Oh, interesting. The chairman has 25 HP on H equals 4. Underboss's reduced damage dealt to him by 1. The max HP is still altered. And he actually does the exact same stuff. He still plays a random underboss. Personal guards, end of the villain turn. If the contract is not in play, play a hired gun from the villain trash. If no hiring gun is played, move a hired gun from the villain deck into the trash, then shuffle the villain deck. Ooh, that's pretty bad. Admittedly, that scales out, so you're basically always fighting a hired gun, or you're fighting a hired gun that has a damage buff. But it's not the old increased damage dealt by thugs by H, because that was bullshit. So, there you go. Hard villain fight, hard environment. Combining the two was not a great idea. Those changes to Absolute Zero are nice, especially Sub-Zero Atmosphere. I like it a lot. Thanks for watching. As always, Tabletop Simulator, the Reaver Sentinels Cauldron DLC, and Adult Phages Archive. I almost had Akash 3 in this game, and I was like, hang on, you idiot, you're doing an environment deck, you need to not have environment manipulators in the game.